One.
Yeah, 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 we's back. It's the Pure Thuggery Podcast, not the High Pod Podcast, with your boy Kevin, a.k.a. Fire Music, and Miss Nerdy Nikki.
Woo, say woo! Hello. Nikki in his house. Thot, 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 thot.
No. As many of you already know, I'm completely anti the T word, because it just, one, doesn't sound good. Two, ho isn't broken. Ho still sounds much better. Bitch sounds much better. Everything is better than that nasty T word. It just came out of nowhere, and it's completely ruined everything. Like, it's just a nasty sounding word. It just sounds wrong.
That's the point. Thot, 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 thot.
Like, it just,
It's my favorite phrase. That's why I call my coworkers. They don't know what it means.
It just sounds so,
So disrespectful?
It just sounds nasty. The word sounds nasty. Like, it could be referring to a man, and it still sounds, it just sounds gross.
It's like how, last week the song, Them Hoes Ain't Loyal stuck in my head, and I realized that that phrase can be used in any situation.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
It was used in church.
My
you saw that video. I know you saw that.
That's what made me realize I need to go back to church. My personal trainer, he was talking about his girlfriend, about how she's always digging through his phone and always accusing him of cheating, and he's not. And I was like, because these hoes ain't loyal. I was like, she looking at you because it's probably her. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to put him up on game. He's like 23, almost 24, really nice guy. And he's my personal trainer. Bless his little young heart. I'm trying to put him up on game. Like, I told him, why are you settling it down with this chick? Do you want to marry her? He's like, no. I said, then get rid of her and start popping it off. And he's like, really? I was like, yeah. And then he made me do like 15 more squats. And I was very happy about that.
Can we talk about the squat? No, I'm not ready to talk about that, actually. I was going to say, let's talk about the squat myth. But I think I'm going to do a video about it.
Okay.
Just the squat myth.
What is the squat myth?
How all these girls on Instagram keep talking about squats, and they like show the little sideways, not sideways, but the split down the middle picture, and squats and no squats. I'm team squats and all this stuff, but they all have fake butts. But they're trying to convince all these girls that all they do is squats, and now they have these perfect butts when a doctor actually created their butts.
Yeah.
In a laboratory.
I got a donk, and I do squats. I do squats a lot because booties are in, but my personal trainer, who is very educated, he has a master's degree and stuff. That's like, he ain't one of them little cheapo trainers you get at the gym and charge you $80 an hour and don't do nothing. But yeah, this is at a private gym. I got a private studio, but he was telling me that you don't get a nice, he goes, it's just like any muscle. But he said, like, it just lifts your butt. So he told me, like, you have a big butt. He goes, your butt's never going to look like one of them squat girls' butts, because I showed him a picture. He said, your butt will just be higher and perkier. He said, it's the same way if we work out your chest muscles. He goes, your boobs will be higher and perkier. So I was like, well, let's do them chest muscles and let's do them squats. I was like, that's all you had to say. I was like, let's get it popping.
Yeah, but these girls who think they're going to have no butt and then it's going to pop out them a butt, like, stop with the squat myth.
Squat, 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 squat.
The squat myth. It's completely ridiculous. I don't know. And also, I think we talked about this on the show the last time, but with the other myth, when girls are out there in India and visiting, what is that country?
Oh, not India. When they're out in the Arabs visiting them sheiks.
Yeah, when they out there, them dudes out there paying to see the famous girls that they, you know, paying them hoes to come out there. We ain't you all ain't slick. We see you.
Look,
we see you.
I'm not beneath getting on a first class. I'll take second class to get paid $100K to go be with a sheik. I'm not beneath it.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And you know what? I'll act right for $100K, but it really depends what he looks like and how. Do I have to have sex with him?
Of course you do.
Oh, is he gonna look like Peter?
With the beard.
Peter has a beard right now. Okay, long to accept.
I'm talking about like a Bin Laden beard.
You know, I was going to say something, but that was going to be totally X-rated. So I'm not
going to
say
it. I'm just going to save it then. Just going to save that one.
We're just going to say, ladies out there who are listening, there's, you know, I do love the beard game, but we all know there's a certain reason why you don't like the beard game doing certain things to you. Because the beard game can, you know, can chase.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. And you've been out there with the beards, you know what I'm talking about.
But as far as aesthetics go, there's nothing better on no homo, first off. let me put that out there. No homo, pause, all of that. But there's no better look on a man than just that little, that scruff. Like if I get the little scruff going, just enough. Can't be too much. Really, that's what set off that whole Jeremy Meeks, the little fine felon dude. That's what really set that picture off, the scruff.
See, I was the only chick who wasn't thirsting after him because I don't date men that yellow, first of all. And I don't like men that yellow are not attractive because all I can think is they just glowing in the dark. So I was like, this nigga. And like, the women are in an uproar, blah, 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 and yada, yada. And I was like, for what? He's not cute. I don't see it. I don't date men past a certain, there's certain shades I don't mess with. And so he's one of them. I'm not racist. Like, I'm just saying there's certain shades I wouldn't date.
You keep a little color chart in your
yes, I your do. Purse. Like, if I'm going to date a man, if I'm going to date a man who's not black, he has to be able to tan or like, you know, or something. I don't want no pale, pasty man. Same way I don't want no pale, pasty looking black dude. Anybody want a high yellow man? Well, yeah. Some girls do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For the baby's sake, for whatever reason. Like, I have beautiful hair now, but I'm not light skinned. If you get with me, your baby is going to be beautiful and have beautiful eyes. And you know what about this nigga? Click that link I just sent you.
Oh, no, I just clicked it.
This nigga wears contacts. Those aren't his blue eyes. Ah! Are so in love with. Now look at the first two mugshots. Are those eyes blue?
Nope.
Okay.
High yellow, see, he's a little too yellow. Them yellow ones, he's Vin Diesel's color. I don't trust a man Vin Diesel's color.
Vin Diesel color. Now, none of these hoes, well, I don't know. I'm not going to say none of these hoes, but some of them would be attracted to the first two mugshots. But
the first mugshot was like my friend's husband. So
he looks like a lot of baby daddies.
He looked like half my friends from Facebook from high school. I think that the first two mugshots are their baby daddies.
Yeah, really, really does. And I noticed that in the first mugshot, he has on a hoodie, but he has on like a button-up shirt outside of the hoodie, which is weird.
I don't know
how that happened. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Am I tripping?
No. I noticed that. I was just confused. But then again, he high yellow, and they don't make good decisions in life.
Clearly, because he has three separate mugshots.
The first one doesn't have that teardrop, though. So that was. But he got that 1977 O.J. Simpson afro.
With the pork chops on the side.
Yeah, I just want to, we weren't able to record last week due to me moving and not having Wi-Fi and, you know, and all that. But I just want to say, we going to hold a moment of silence at the end of this show for the 20-year anniversary of when OJ got free of that brutal crime that they accused this black man of.
That's right.
The glove don't fit, you must have quit.
You must have quit.
Mm-hmm. To this day, I still get bothered. He did it. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Stop lying on that. Stop lying. He didn't do it. The juice did it. Orthol James ain't never did nothing. He was a track star. He was a movie star. And if it wasn't, and y'all need to thank OJ. If it wasn't for him, y'all wouldn't have these damn Kardashians. So y'all need to be thankful, praying to OJ every day. I'm just saying.
Kanye, it'd be funny if Kanye had came out and did like a tribute
to OJ.
Put out an OJ song. I want to thank OJ for getting my girl
Daddy on the map.
I want to thank OJ for getting that case. And I don't know.
Kim Kardashian, the one who I know she's a down chick. Because we all know her mama was banging OJ and her daddy helped. It's been proven and it's fact that her daddy helped hide some evidence that was against OJ. So she was raised by two people who, like, look, you need to protect your man and do what you gotta do. Who a homie is a homie. So that was her daddy homie. So that's why I would ride with Kim. She about that life. She got in her blood.
Yeah, them hoes is down, man. I mean, I mess with them Kardashians. I mean, not enough to watch any of their shows.
No, I never seen it, though.
But I'm cool with them.
Yeah, Michael like me and Kim, we can be friends. I'll let her chill. I will even let her sit at my kitchen table, eat off my fork. There's a lot of hoes I know right now who cannot come to my house and eat off my fork without me throwing it away when they leave. You gonna sit down? Let me put this towel up underneath you. Why? Some might be seeping from your hoe ass.
Oh, that is just not a great thought.
Okay, back to this dude and this thug. No, actually, a mugshot number 3, that looks like somebody Kim Kardashian would date. If she didn't have no money.
It does.
If she was broke, this would be her man. She'd be holding him down since 02.
With his NC neck tattoo. We're going to come back to Kim Kardashian in a second, but to finish up on this loser, you hoes are delusional, out of your goddamn minds. I don't know why it is that you females always talk about being lonely and there ain't no good guys out here. And then these are the kind of people that you thirst after.
Thank you.
This is the guy you thirst after. You don't thirst after every time there's one of those stories about some young kid getting accepted to Harvard. He was the valedictorian of his high school, the first whatever to go to Harvard. No thirst after those guys.
Nope.
You know, a lot of pats on the back. Hey, not good job. But you're not throwing that guy no cooch, are you? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not throwing him any coochie. But this guy, this loser, Jeremy Meeks, Dreamy McMugshot, as TMZ has affectionately called him. Dreamy McMugshot. You guys thirst after this guy.
If anyone say, I can never find a good man. All the men's out there are dogs.
Losers like this. Clowns who are going to jail constantly. Doing all this time. Beating up children.
Really? I didn't read what he went to jail for. He was beating up children?
He beat a 16-year-old up in 2002.
How old was he in 2002, though? Wait, hold up.
I don't know. How old is he now?
I don't know. Hold on. You know what?
He's 30 now.
So in 2002, he was probably about 19. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll let that slide.
He was in range. He was in range.
He was in range of beating up a child. Okay. It wasn't like he was 40.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
It would have been a lot funnier, though.
But it still remains. This is the kind of guy that you hoes are after, and this is why you're always lonely, and this is why you're going to be lonely for the rest of your lives. You're never going to have nobody. You're only going to have your kids. You're going to be sleeping with your kids. You're going to be up late night listening to Pandora and posting Instagram posts of pictures, all these stupid quotes. That's what you're going to be doing because this is the kind of guy that you're into. I'm just putting that out there, and I'm done with it. If you have anything else to say about this loser,
nope.
This waffle-colored loser.
Yep, that's this, right. Yep, you're right.
The underneath of the pancake-colored nigga. If you got anything to say about him, feel free.
My man always got to be darker than a paper bag, so he looked too light for me. He looked too light for me. You got to be darker than a paper bag.
I like to think of Nikki holding color swaps. Having them in her purse and just holding them up to dudes' faces, holding them up to their cheeks. Nope. Can't do it. Color swaps from all the
I just might be doing that. You don't know. I'm sorry. Hold up. It's like when Peter, he wasn't appealing to me until he said he was mixed with Hispanic. I was like, oh, hold on.
Now you justify your light skinness.
I was like, I thought you were just some white guy. I was like, this is going to work. And then he's like, oh, he's like, I'm mixed. I was like, mixed with what, Peter? And he's like, I'm mixed with Puerto Rican and Spanish. That's my Peter impression. And I was like, you a lie. Then he says last name was Menendez. I was like, ain't no white person with that last name. And I was like, you can get it.
Underhand throw the box.
I was like, all yours. I'm sorry, I'm going through a little mean depression. For anyone who's
Oh, go ahead.
I just want everyone to know that Peter has finally made his move across country to his new place because he's part of the world's largest police organization, the U.S. military. And they moved my baby to Florida, but I'm gonna be over in Florida, and I got me personal trainer. So when he sees me in about 3 weeks, I'm gonna be looking right and tight. And then for my birthday, I'm gonna be out in Florida for a whole week and a half, and we're gonna go to Key West, and we're gonna go to the Bahamas and stuff. And maybe I might go through Fort Lauderdale and go see you. Maybe we can do a double date lunch.
Gangster.
That'd be so gangster.
Even though Think Like a Man said don't do double dates.
I don't believe me. Why? Wait, did I don't listen to nothing.
Did you see the first one?
Look, I don't listen to anybody who has more than four buttons on their suit.
That first movie was interesting. Like I like the first one. But it was just, the product placement was just, it was gross.
You know, I need to rewatch the first one. I know I've seen it, but it doesn't stick out in my memory like has anything I remember. But the second one, the,
Think Like a Man 2.
it looks funny because I remember the first one was funny. And then Peter's like, I don't want to see it because we just seen the first one a couple weeks ago. And I was like, that wasn't Think Like a Man. It was that one with a Kevin Hart. In that one chick.
Oh, about last night?
Yeah. So he goes, well, they all look the same. I was like, you racist.
Yeah, it's essentially the same cast. Michael Ealy, Regina Hall, Kevin Hart.
I ain't gonna lie. Now, that's
hey,
one.
Don't be wooting on Michael Ealy.
What?
Don't be wooting on Michael Ealy.
I follow him on Twitter.
And we just talked about you not liking light-skinned dudes.
He ain't that light, though. No, wait, first of all. He ain't that light. First of all, he got some undertones to him, okay?
Undertones? No, he doesn't. Yes, he's a pure light-skinned, green-eyed devil.
Look, if you keep talking about my man like that, we're going to have some issues. We'll end the show and end this podcast right now. It'll be the last episode. You will not be talking about the man that I'm trying to impregnate me, okay? He's my friend on Twitter. I'm going to try to get him to follow back. Oh, yeah, just, okay, the person who edits the show, Evo, he did make fun of me because, for some reason, Ray J does follow me on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, Ray J DM'd me before.
Yo, shout out to Ray J. Ray J is a comedic legend. I've let this be known many of times. Ray J is nothing but just, Ray J is comedy.
He is.
He may be a desperate loser, but he is so funny.
Wait, why he gotta be a desperate loser if he try to hit me up on Twitter, though? Let's watch what we say about...
Yeah, he may be an awful, pathetic, light-skinned...
He ain't light, he dark.
Light-skinned, wanting loser. Arizona woman-loving bastard, but comedic legend. Ray J. I mean, just so many things. Did you ever listen to his, what was that mixtape called? Hold on. X-Rated or something like that? Hold on. Do you remember this? It's from like 2007.
What was he saying in it?
He had it all, Uncut, that's what it was called. Let me bring up Uncut right now. I used to want to run away from home, talking to the chickens on my payphone. Now Ray J's on. Got a new car, about to get a couple more homes. Before the tape came out, I think I made about $500,000 off my ringtones. One wish, don't forget, bitch. Top of the charts, shit bumped like a fucking sis. Shout out to my fucking sis. Got the game in my fucking fist, and I'm loving it. And there it goes. Take a look at that. Take a look at this. If you want to hear the mixtape, I guess I'll probably post it up on the. At Pure Thug. That's us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow us. Follow us on Twitter.
Oh yeah, if you follow us, you guys got to see the painting I made last night.
Which features a word that I don't condone, so I'm probably gonna the tweet will be deleted by the time that you go to that Twitter account.
Whatever. But, no, it's not. No, actually, I almost posted the wrong, because, you know, that Twitter account is connected to my Twitter on my phone, and I almost posted the pictures of me at the gym doing squats on the Pure Thugs.
I don't know why there's pictures, but this is why you don't trust a girl in a male a male, what do you call it, workout buddy? I don't know. What do you call, what do you call each other?
He's my personal trainer.
Personal trainer. There you go. Workout buddy. That's funny. But yeah, you don't trust the girl in a male personal trainer.
I told him to take the pictures of me working
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Exactly. He probably has his own little set on his phone.
No, it was on my phone. He didn't have his phone at all the whole entire time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he probably had those Google Glass glasses.
My personal trainer does not wear glasses.
Snapping away.
Oh my gosh, wait. Finish this story and I'll tell you. And we got to talk about how I almost drowned yesterday. Literally, no, seriously, I almost drowned. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, yeah, Ray J, legend. That's all. That's it. That song that I was just singing is No Porno Shit. That's track number 5.
Okay.
On the Ray J Uncut mixtape from December of 2007. But the best song on there is
Wait, that's when Grass. That's when he started following me on Twitter, I think.
Oh, yeah?
No, he started following me on Twitter in 2009 or 10.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to you. Shout out to Ray J for being a comedic legend, making this great masterpiece called Uncut. It is the greatest mixtape of all time. Yes, it is. Featuring tracks like Snakes in the Grass and No Porno Shit, two of the best songs ever made. Also, the whole Ray J thing, I mean, the whole Fabulous thing, just classic. Classic radio.
I remember that.
He threatened to have a gay thug rape Fabulous in the booty. And then I'm going to go get my niggas who like niggas.
I know niggas who rape niggas. That's not something you should tell people.
Yeah, you really should. You really, really should.
You should let it happen and not tell people.
Yeah, why do we need to know this information? He said, I'm going to get my niggas who like niggas. And they're going to rape them in the booty. Classic Ray J moment. Shout out to Ray J. Okay. Nikki wants to talk about how she drowned. But first. It's the vagina stock update.
Vagina stock update. My vagina likes Michael Ealy. Yay. I hate you.
My girlfriend made it to work. So that's a good thing. There's severe rain and thunderstorms in South Florida tonight. Well, really all day. And my girlfriend made it to work safely, so let's all clap it up for her.
Yay! Okay. Well, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but what time? Isn't it like midnight your time?
It is.
Is your girlfriend a stripper?
Yes.
Really? No. I'm so jealous.
No, she's not a stripper, but it'd be nice. I was just telling her the other day that if it was like 1995, like, she would be considered one of the biggest booty girls in the world, like... She just has a regular size butt.
Yeah, my booty's just regular size.
Because of all the butt shots and the butt pads and the Nicki Minaj surgeries and all that stuff. But if the time period was right, because I was looking at her butt and I was like, looking good.
Circa 95 in
2005. Circa 1995, she'd be the Kai Toy / Kim Kardashian. Shout out to Kai Toy. Where the hell did she go? / Delicious. Oh, speaking of Delicious, vagina. I'm glad we're in the vagina stock update. Delicious stock way down. Evidently, she's having sex with a high school kid.
Whoa, wait.
You remember Delicious from
Flavor
of Love?
Yes.
There was this art. My friend told me this when I was at work. I guess it was last week, so we would have discussed it on the show last week if that existed. But it doesn't, so that's okay. Anyway. Evidently, she went to this kid's prom, and everyone thought, oh, she made this kid's dream come true. She went to his prom, and then they went back up to his Instagram, and there was just a bunch of pictures of them, like, throughout the years, just them together.
I don't believe you. You're making this up.
I'm dead. See, I'm going to find it. And then on the prom night, there's pictures of them separately on each of their Instagram. It's of them, but they're in the same exact room. It's true. They're in the same exact... You can see the same backgrounds. She took a selfie of herself in that room, and he did the same thing. And evidently, he was in high school because he went to the prom, so I would like to think he was actually in high school. His face doesn't say he's in high school, but his age does.
Let me see. Ain't Delicious, like, damn near 35?
She was damn near 35 when Flavor of Love started.
I was just trying to help her out.
That whole See, that's another reason why that T word doesn't work. You can't just say something like that. Man, that hoe, man, that fuck that hoe. You can't just say it. It don't flow the same. Hoe is the optimal woman disrespecting word.
It is.
No, it don't get no better. Hoe ain't broken.
I like calling bitches cunts.
I do too. Do you know a girl at my job still won't talk to me because I called her a cunt?
Wait a minute. I just looked up Delicious. She's 36 and she's from Detroit. So seeing that she's from Detroit, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Shout out to Detroit, blocking Rick Ross from performing, but they still had to pay him. So, I mean, what did you really prove? You just lost $100,000 and didn't get to see a performance. Enough with the whole gangster lifestyle thing. You know, a lot of people are going to make fun of Rick Ross because he didn't get to perform in Detroit. He was scared for his life, reportedly, and all this stuff. But he still got paid. So, like, who's the joke really on?
Well, he should be scared for his life because he used to be a prison guard, and most people don't like prison guards.
Which is also true. But he just got $100,000 to fly to Detroit and fly back. And it's almost like he was on Fear Factor. Like, will you just at least go there?
All right. Okay, I found your Delicious went to the prom. I hate you. Well, actually, I'm mad at Detroit for this.
Oh, yeah, for the whole 50 Cent thing?
No, for making Delicious.
Making Delicious. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
All I'm going to say is this. She's kind of a pedophile.
A little bit. She's dating a child.
You know, and just for you, the record, this show's anti-pedophile. And now we're moving on. So.
You want to just talk a little bit? You know, just trying to talk a little bit about pedophiles?
Nope.
No?
Nothing? Nothing. I have nothing to say. Nope. Not publicly.
Nothing publicly about pedophiles.
No.
Okay. All right.
That's cool. I'm not saying I was ever one. I'm just saying if you are a pedophile, I'm not pro you.
Hey, that's fine.
If you're a pedophile, I feel really bad for you because when you're in jail, they normally kill you first. So you have to be in SEG. So after, you know, hearing about little Boosie talking about his time in SEG and how much he didn't like it, I'm pretty sure it's never been better for a pedophile. So if you're a pedophile, I hope you do get arrested and go to jail, and they might just kill you while you're trying to get your breakfast or buy some cigarettes on your books or something.
But hold on, before we go any further, pedophile, there should be an age, like, difference when we put on that, because this kid is 17.
She's 36.
Yeah.
She can be his mother. She could have had him when she was, like, 17 herself.
Yeah, but then that means she's a hoe, which she is anyway, so, like, what is really being proved, you know?
Where's his mama?
I don't know. Maybe she is his mama. That's always a possibility. I'm still trying to find. Oh, here it is. Finally. Goodness gracious. I had to search like 32 websites to find this stupid picture. Okay. There it is. There's the. It's like if you scroll down halfway, you'll see the two pictures of them, and they're in the same room. One on her Instagram and then one on his Instagram. For him, his Instagram, like his picture only got 19 likes.
I just want to know. You know, it's like how I can't even have a decent conversation with someone who's under 25. So I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm not saying, you know, like, I don't, like, my nephew is 25 and his mind still ain't right. He's still talking about bitches and hoes and making that money. So I don't know. Well, that'll probably never, he's from East Oakland, so that ain't gonna change. But you know what I mean? Like, there's really.
West Coast.
He's straight thugging. And
that's right.
He will hit a bitch if you hit his auntie. True story.
As well, he should.
Yeah, because I ain't going to say that he. Well, actually, I will say what he did. Some girl jumped me and she had me down on the ground. It was her and some other chick. They was big as houses, big, ugly, black, slobbering, ugly, hideous bitches going to try to fight me. My nephew came up and swooped them bitches off me. We got it suspended together. Thug life. I was a senior in high school. He was a freshman. My sister, well, for people like trying to do math, my sister's 15 years older than me. She had him when she was 18. So me and my nephew went to high school together, and them bitches swooped on me, and we got suspended together. Thug life.
Thug life.
So we spent our 4 days on suspension going to the beach. We went to Disneyland. We was living the high life, so.
Isn't somebody supposed to come and check up on you niggas when y'all, like, home?
I don't know. I was at the beach.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense.
I'm looking at these Instagram pictures. There's nothing attractive about him.
Yeah, kind of funny looking, right?
Yeah, no, he looked like, he looks like Akon.
He don't like the damn Akon.
But they both dark and skinny and ugly, I don't know.
He looked like he could be,
Akon's son.
From Casey and JoJo's son. But he's a little Casey-ish in the nose area.
When his mama little Mary J. Blige's.
Yeah.
He got her cheekbones.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to stop with the color highlights? Because like you said, she's 36 and I'm looking at her with green hair on one of these pictures.
Well, she's from Detroit, so that would never end. So that's a different. You mean like for an average person or someone from Detroit? You gotta specify that.
What you should have said is, you mean a human being or someone from Detroit?
Shout out to everybody listening from Detroit getting mad. Fuck y'all niggas. Detroit ain't that bad. Didn't the police leave your city? I'm just saying.
It is awful. It's an awful place.
When the police leave, it's a problem. They don't got police.
Yeah, when your city files for bankruptcy, that's not a good thing.
And then y'all spend your last $5 on a RoboCop statue. Yeah, just that's some nigga shit too. Got no money to pay the bills, but I'm gonna get this RoboCop right quick. Yeah,
clearly, we gotta get a RoboCop because, like, what else? What else we gonna do?
That's what black folks would do. Like, I ain't got no money to pay my bills, but look, I'm about to snatch up these Jordans right quick. I'm be broke, but I'll be looking fly. That doesn't make sense, sir.
Gotta do it.
So what you call Hustle Records? We're back to the vagina stock update.
Yeah, back to the vagina stock update. Delicious stock clearly down. clearly down.
I'm calling the police.
Weird looking 17-year-old. That's just odd.
I'm calling the popo.
And she's kissed Flavor Flav in her lifetime. maybe even smashed. Who's the host? Because I believe she won.
Did she win? No.
I think she beat New York.
She did beat New York. Because that's right. Because New York thought she was going to win. And New York went off. She's like, you're going to pass me two times. I need to YouTube that.
So the link you heard that she smashed, Flavor Flav is extremely high.
Well, you know what? If I smash Flavor Flav, that means I can't make good life decisions. So, you know what? Go ahead, date a 17-year-old. We already know you can't make good life decisions.
Pretty much. So, yeah, her delicious stock in the toilet.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Another, excuse me. I shouldn't have drunk all my water so fast. Anyway, a very sad vagina stock update about Kelly Rowland. Unfortunately, she's pregnant, and we're losing a good one, fellas. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to report that Kelly Rowland's vagina stock, for the first time, is down. I know, it hurts me. I know it hurts. I know.
Ooh, what if she spreads and gets big and air goes back to that size?
Let's just move forward.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian. Some pictures came out of Kim
Speaking
Kardashian.
Speaking of spreading.
Yeah. Some pictures came out of Kim Kardashian in a pool. They were completely glorious. I don't know what kind of photo shoot she's doing. But her nipples are out and about and her ass is out and about. And it's just.
Shout out to OJ Simpson.
Man, Kanye West, you are the man. Vagina stock way up on Kim Kardashian, of course. I mean, come on. Look at the titties. Look at the booties. And the titties. Anyway, moving on. Last one. Jennifer Lopez.
Did you say Hopez?
No, I did not say that. Anyway, Jennifer Lopez.
In the honor of Peter, who's not here with us today, not because he's dead, like Ty thought.
No.
I said, text Ty, Peter's gone. He's like, he dead? I was like, no, he moved to Florida. He goes, well, he old. You never know. Fuck you, Ty. But shout out, in the words of my glorious Peter, Jennifer Lopez ain't that cute and no one cares.
Oh.
Okay, proceed.
Yeah, Billboard did a story on her and they put these pictures out and she's just looking glorious, of course. So her vagina stock was already up. But then she came out with this teaser for her video. I guess the song's called Booty. But she's dancing in it and it's glorious. So shout out to Jennifer Lopez. Stock up. Not as high as Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian's stock just through the roof right now. Her stock is up there with Nicki Minaj's stock at this moment and the Rihanna stock. Their stocks are the runaway stocks of 2014. But Jennifer Lopez stock looking good. Looking good.
Shout out to you.
And that concludes the vagina stock update for this week.
Okay. And now it's time for Nikki's favorite part of the show, penis stock updates. Shout out to Michael Ealy.
That doesn't exist. That does not exist.
You know what? You don't exist, motherfucker. Shout out.
I wish you'd talk like a man, too, so we can talk about it.
You know what? I was busy this weekend. I almost drowned. And I cussed out a lady so bad that she decided that I did not hit her car in the parking lot.
Hopefully that didn't have anything to do with your drowning.
No, those were two separate events. So
okay. Same thing. She didn't attack you and try to attempt to drown you.
Well, as you guys know, I'm trying to get fit. My personal trainer, what is his name? Paul. I call him PT because personal trainer. And then he goes like, you can just call me Paul. So anyways, Paul. You know what's funny? My personal trainer, he lives two blocks from me. Isn't that crazy? But anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is crazy. Fellas, don't let your girl get a male personal trainer. I'm telling you.
No, because he told me.
Of course. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you guys. Just don't do it. Don't let it happen.
Anyways, so my personal trainer, he wanted me to see my body fat percentage. And you know what he told me about my body? He said that my body is...
Do what you want. Do what you want with my body?
No. Sorry, he said that my weight and my measurements don't add up. So he said that I have very good measurements because he had to measure me because we're like...
Did he? I got your back, Peter.
Anyways, Peter would have measured me, but Peter's being a goofball. He wouldn't do it. So when Peter didn't listen to the show... Anyways... there's no touching involved in measuring me, anyways.
Really?
Not really, no. He's touching my ankles. Really. He's touching my ankles and my biceps.
And that's all he measured?
Well, yeah, my waist.
Did he measure anything within you?
Anyways, hell to the L. Hell no.
Did you braid his hair?
No.
Need to know.
He ain't even black.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I think
we all know.
Anywho, because I'm trying to get fit because I'm running a 5K for my birthday because my birthday is 9/11 and I'm doing a 5K run on my birthday in honor of the fallen heroes of 9/11, and I'm trying to lose some body fat because I'm trying to do a body physique competition. So you just need to have nice curves and stuff. So my trainers are helping me prepare for that. So he's like, oh, we should check your body fat and we can do it on this machine. And they also have the underwater tank. So I was like, okay, no big deal. So the underwater tank, you lay on this thing. And I knew I had to get underwater. I'm not scared of being underwater. They didn't tell you how to be face down. That's what got me. So I'm face down in this tank and you have to blow out all the air in your body because they said that when they do your body fat, the reason why they don't want no oxygen in your body is because then the machine's able to weigh your fat because fat is heavier than the air. And the air will when you push all the air out of your body, it makes your body sink. And because air makes you float. So they want you to blow out all the air in your body, which is really crazy. I mean, really weird. So
let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Fat weighs more than air.
Duh.
Breaking news, people. Go ahead.
Fuck you. Anyways, so I got on face down.
That's not a shot at you. That's the personal trainer.
No, not my personal trainer. The dude running the tank is not my trainer.
Okay. The dude running the tank. So you see, air It actually weighs less than fat. I don't know if you will be able to believe it, but it's true. It's true. It actually weighs less than fat.
You weigh less than fat, so shut up. So anyway, so I'm under the water, and you have to go underwater with your face down, and you have to hold on to this bar thing, and you're underwater, completely submerged. And the first time I did it, I freaked out, and the guy goes, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine," even though I was freaking out because I didn't want to be like the weird black girl scared of water. And he goes, "Well, next time you go under, could you make sure you get your butt under the water and your head?" Because your butt and the back of your head were up. So I'm not trying to say that. I'm not sure if he tried to say I had a big head or what. But anyways, my booty big, it is what it is. So the second time I did it, I blew out all the oxygen out of my body, and it freaked me the hell out, because when you freak out, what do? Inhale. So what did Nikki do under the water? Inhale.
Watch your water.
And then I thought I was drowning, and then they helped me up. And mind you, I'm only like in 2 feet of water, and you're laying down, face down. So then I did it the third time, and my trainer wasn't in the van, because this sounds so creepy, but it's called this first wave mobile van. So it's me and a guy. It's me, the guy who runs the van, and the chick not in the van. It's like this truck thing, this truck trailer thing, and they go to different spots. So then after I was done, my personal trainer, I walked back in the studio, because it's a fitness studio. You can only go there with an appointment only if you're meeting with a personal trainer. So you wouldn't even notice that it's a place to work out, because, you know, it just says, what you call it, fitness studio.
Yeah.
And so then when I come back in, my trainer goes, "Oh, how much was your body fat?" So I told him, and then like he was training, his next client came, and he was like looking at me, and he goes, "Nicole, it's going to be okay." He goes, "I know your body fat." He goes, "Don't worry about it. Don't let it stress you out." He goes, "That's normal that girls have that high body fat. We can get rid of it." And I was like, "What?" He goes, "You look like you're upset because of the body fat." I was like, "No, I'm upset because I almost drowned.
Almost died, nigga."
And then he goes, "Oh," because he goes, "You look like a white girl right now." I was like, "Why?" He goes, "You have no color in your face." And so then he goes, "Do you need some water?" I was like, "No, I don't want water."
"No, I'm done with water for today."
I was like, "No." And then I felt all weird because all the other girls who went, they're all these bony white chicks, and they all like came in like in like swim shorts and like a tank top, and I didn't know what to wear, so I came in a bikini and a coverall, so I looked like I was going to the beach. Yeah. I was so embarrassed. I was like, "Oh," and then my trainer
should be. I mean, why would you do that?
And then my trainer goes, I was like, "Am I not supposed to wear a bikini?" And he goes, "No, you can wear anything you want."
Yeah, I'm sure he said that.
Yeah, I was like, "But I'm the only one in a bikini." And he goes, "It's okay." He goes, "Just keep your towel on you."
And why did you come in a bikini again?
Well, no,
one more time.
I changed into a bikini because we're going to be underwater. And I read the pamphlet that my trainer gave me. It said to wear either tight shorts. No, it said form-fitting clothing or swimwear. I'm like, why would I wear form-fitting clothing underwater? What kind of clothing would that be? I was like, I don't have no swimsuit. I ain't no scuba diver.
Scuba gear.
I got no scuba gear.
Break out your scuba gear. And come down to get your body fat tested.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll just wear my bikini. So I got my most conservative bikini I have, which was very hard to find because I don't have conservative.
I was going to say that because that is an oxymoron and it doesn't exist.
Well, all my bikinis come from the Victoria's Secret Very Sexy collection because I be very sexy. Like my bikini I'm going to wear when I go to Miami for my birthday in Key West. It's one of those, they call it the cheeky bottoms. So your booty is hanging out. You know what I'm talking about? I got you one of them.
Peter, shout out.
He knows it. He know what he got. And he can't.
You know what he got?
He knows it. It can't get no better than this at his age. I keep my Peter fat so he won't leave. Boom. Yeah, my man 12 years older. Yeah, he gained 15 pounds since he been with me. And he gonna keep that 15. Wonder why? Then I'm the only chick looking at him. Ain't nobody want him.
Right.
Ain't no girl want no 41-year-old man with a little gut but me.
But a gut? Yeah. I was actually.
That's like so bad advertisement for my boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mean, it's not good.
But I ain't trying to make my man sound good anyway, because then the hoes be wanting him.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually just telling someone how devastating you should be. I was like, you should be lucky I haven't lost weight. You know how devastating that would be? I'll be taking up all these niggas' girls. Like, y'all don't. I'm doing this for mankind. I'm keeping this weight on. It'd just be too much if I was this pretty and buff. Like,
that's, you know,
these females' heads would explode.
It's like, so, how I always, like, when I go to family, like, events, I always wear a one piece, because I ain't trying to get my, I don't want my cousins end up in a divorce when their husbands see me.
Exactly.
You know, I'm looking out for your family. I'm trying to keep your house together. Like, you know.
Exactly.
And it's like when Peter's little going away party, hell yeah, I wore a really, really, really nice one piece bikini, because all their wives was big. I was like, yep.
Yeah. Exactly. You're not trying to make nobody have a heart attack out there.
Oh, my boob did slip out of my bathing suit, though. That was embarrassing.
Oh.
Wait, no, not yesterday at Peter's going away party, and like two of his soldiers seen it.
Hey.
Then Peter just shook his head. He goes, "Why can't your boobs ever stay in where they're supposed to be?"
Hey, you can't control them.
You can't
control them. Just let them be.
Yeah, but
I say.
Yeah, and that's how I almost drowned yesterday, but I didn't drown, everyone, so I'm here. And then I was,
Yay. And
I was still in a little bit of shock about this going on, because I was a little scared. You know, when your near death experience, it kind of changes your life. And so I almost met Jesus, you know? And then, like, I went to the gas station, and some bitch is parked up in some weird spot. I don't remember hitting her car, but she gonna hop out her minivan, talk about I hit her car, and woo woo wah, white woman, right? So, you know, like I said, I just met Jesus and my life has changed for the better. So I'm like, what would Jesus do? Well, Jesus told me to get out this car and raise up on that bitch. And I cussed her out so effing bad. She got back up in her van and drove off.
Boom. Representing. Who's the thug of the week this week? Miss Nerdy Nikki is the thug of the week.
I was like, bitch, ain't nobody hit your car.
Let me consummate it. Yeah, the thug of the week.
I let that bitch know, ain't nobody hit your car. I was like, who hit your car? I said, ho, I was like, if I hit your car, I probably did your car a favor, this raggedy old van. I said, you need to be thankful I hit you. I probably helped out one of your dents. And I was like, you know what?
You
know?
Called her ho, too.
I sure did. I called her a white trash ho.
Because it's not a good insult.
Well,
ho.
Because she white. She don't know what it means. So I had to call her a white trash ho. Shout out to everybody out there dating a white trash hoe, though. No disrespect.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of confrontations and all that, did you hear about the T.I. and Iggy Azalea, not Iggy Azalea, but Azalea Banks thing?
Yes, I've seen bits and parts of it. I was like, that was when I didn't have Wi-Fi, and I wasn't trying to use up all my data. And I was like, I'll figure it out. That I was like, I was using my data wisely. I was like, nope.
I feel you, definitely. That's why I'm with Sprint, even though that service is all pretty much as bad as a service can be. But unlimited data, you just can't beat that.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't have unlimited data. I got AT&T, I think. Or do I have Verizon? I don't know who I got. All I know is that my bill comes out of my bank account automatically every month.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, who do you pay?
I know that my phone bill is only $56 a month, because I got a lot of discounts because I work in the medical field. And according to, it is AT&T. And according to AT&T, I always need to make sure I have my phone on and stuff, because I may need to see a patient in the field. That would never happen, but AT&T don't need to know that.
Oh, well, shout out.
Yeah, I get a 46% discount off my bill.
40?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I only get like a 16.
Yeah, they gave me multiple discounts. I'm using my ex-husband's discount.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. I'm about that life. Thug life.
Anyway, back to this T.I. and Azalea Banks thing. I don't even know. Do you know the background of it?
No. What is the background?
Well, first off, Azalea Banks and Iggy Azalea had some kind of Twitter beef like last year. And T.I. jumped inside of that beef. So there's always already a little bit of bad blood between these two.
Yeah, because I remember, because I know Iggy, T.I., he sang on one of her tracks.
Yeah. So anyway, that the song came out last week. T.I. released a new song called No Mediocre.
Yeah.
And he was talking about having no girls who were mediocre. I don't want no girl that's mediocre.
His wife looks mediocre.
This is why I don't, that's why I'm not mad at Azealia Banks, because she stated the obvious. She did not say anything. She said, you want no mediocre, but have you seen your wife? Everyone automatically thinks that when you hear T.I. saying, it was almost like he was daring people to make fun of his wife. Because he comes out with a song called No Mediocre, where he says, I don't want no mediocre. He talks about not wanting to sleep with anybody but dimes.
His wife looked like she got hit with a bag of dimes.
Yeah. I wonder if that whole Kermit meme popped up because T.I.'s wife was back in the news, and you know the whole Miss Piggy corollary. Now, anyway, the hook says, "All I fuck is bad bitches. I don't want no mediocre. Three times, no. Bad bitches only. Ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You a bad bitch stunting on the mediocre. Three times. Seven bitches with me, and none of them mediocre. From their head to their toes, they so far from mediocre." And again, when you hear T.I. saying things like that, the first thing you're going to think about is what happened to your wife, dog. So Azealia Banks states the obvious. Then T.I. goes on his little rant. Of course, I stopped reading it after he said the T word, so I don't know what he said after that.
He called her a thot.
he called, among other things. For the sake of the podcast, I will read the whole T.I. rant if I can find it. Okay. Damn, that's kind of small. I wish I can enlarge it. Let me try to enlarge it. You musty mouth, thought bot, bad body, syphilis, lip, rectum vomit, unimportant, ugly, monstrosity of a maggot ass, bitch. If you speak ill of my family again, I will end you. Hashtag on Phil. I don't know what that means. Hashtag DOE. Hashtag no bullshits. People fall downstairs daily. You better watch your step, you ungly ass ungly. What? Maybe that's a,
his wife is ugly.
Gremlin baby. Hashtag nervous cretin. Hashtag fuck out of here.
Wait, he was saying this to Iggy, not his wife. I'm confused.
No, not Iggy. He was saying it to Azealia Banks. I know it gets confusing with the Iggy Azealia and Azealia Banks, because they're two Azealias.
Yeah.
In the history of rap, in the like the 30, 40 year history of rap, there's been zero Azealias. Now there's two. Just at once. But Azealia Banks, he was saying that to her.
But all those things he said about Azealia Banks can be used to his wife,
who is horrendously bad looking. She looks bad, and it's not just a stroke. I mean, you can blame some of it on a stroke, but she's had plastic surgery. She looks bad.
Wait, she did have a stroke?
Evidently. I mean, the people keep saying she had a stroke. But she looks bad. Like, look at her. She has, you know, she got butt shots. Have you seen her booty shots?
Nope, not her, and I don't want to.
They look bad. It looks just bad, man. It's not a good look at all. His wife couldn't be any less attractive, like, honestly. And, okay, here's the thing. You know what? I'm not with T.I. I was going to say I'm on both sides, because you have to come out and defend your wife. But he's basically baiting people by putting out that song, No Mediocre. Because the first thing, I didn't even have to say anything to you. And I haven't, every time I bring this up to someone, when I say T.I. has a song called No Mediocre, the first thing they say is, what about your wife? The first thing every girl who I brought that up to, my girlfriend, girls at work, any girl that I talk to, you, they all say the same thing. What about your wife? Because his wife, she's just nasty looking.
You know what? He loved her.
On your bank side, I'm sorry.
He loves her. That's all that matters. When you love someone, you just forget about all their flaws.
Yeah.
You just love them.
Fine.
We don't see what he sees because I don't love her. It's like when some people have ugly kids. That's a face only a mother can love. Well, she got a face only T.I. and her mother can love because she looked like her mama. She's just like a darker version of her white mama. And it really sucks that she had to grow up to be ugly.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm happy she got a man who will ride for her because he could be cheating on her and all that. But you know what? I'm sorry about the yawn. Okay, anyways. But you know what? I'm on T.I.'s side. Always back up your woman.
Only reason why I'm not on T.I.'s side is because he pretty much baited people with that song. Like, come on, dog. You can't be releasing a song called I Don't Want No Mediocre, talking about I Don't Leave, and that's what bad bitches, and then that's your wife. Come on, man.
Like, well, you know, a lot of rappers say things ain't true. You got Rick Ross talking about how he used to be a thug, but he was a prison guard. So, you know what? A lot of rappers lie.
Yeah, a lot of rappers lie, but, I mean, you can't do that when we know what your wife looked like. Like, if we had no idea who his wife was, it wouldn't matter. But we know what she looks like. That's the problem. I don't know. It just feels weird that he pretty much dared people to make fun of him by releasing that song. You don't agree with that? He was daring. He was poking us with a stick saying, I bet you won't make fun of my wife because I'm going to release this song. If Kanye West released that song, no one says a word.
Nope.
Because he's with an extremely attractive woman. If Jay-Z releases that song, no one says a word. T.I. can't release No Mediocre. He can't do it. Can't. And that's all I have to say about that. Now, let's move on to this question before we wrap up the show because I don't know where we're running at. We've been on Skype for a while.
Yeah.
But we were talking before, so I'm not sure what the actual show's time.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the Skype time. Oh, yeah. And actually, we're not running too bad. But yeah, go ahead. We got to wrap it up soon. We're about at 56 minutes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we're wrapping
up. Okay. I was like, dang, our show's going to be long. I'm like, we're at an hour 20. We were on Skype and then when I told you, let me Skype you back and I just hung up on you, did you hear me say that?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay, yeah, because Peter was FaceTiming me. And
yeah,
then
that's cool.
I didn't want you to hear us FaceTime.
I wouldn't have wanted to hear.
Don't worry, his son was in the room. So it was... His son did call my painting ugly, though.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I had to ignore it because of the word that you used to describe it. So I didn't really get a chance to see it that much. Plus, I was in the movie theater at the time as well.
I think you told me that.
In a nigga theater also. Remind me, people, everyone. Well, two things you got to remind me.
Don't go to nigga theaters?
No. The first thing you got to remind me is to unmute Kevin Hart and Gary Owen sometime this week. Because I had to mute both of them because all they're just retweeting. People going to see the movie, they're retweeting their tickets and stuff. I don't know why that scene is good promotion. I don't get it. Like, it's annoying to see all those retweets on your timeline.
Yeah.
I don't know. What? I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, so remind me to unmute those guys because I didn't want to unfollow them. I still like them. But I can't do it on the timeline. Killing my timeline. I need to read the actual people who are talking about funny things. And not just retweeting tickets that they already sold. Like, you already got the money. They're already fans. Anyway, I don't think anybody's going to go to a movie because there's a bunch of retweets on their timeline.
No, they just make you annoyed. Either way, I'll go to the movies by myself maybe this week. I'm going to New Orleans this weekend. New Orleans, who dat?
Yeah, shout out, baby.
Yeah, this time next week, I'll be in the French Quarter drunk.
That's right, baby.
I'm going on my father and I, we're going to New Orleans together. And it's going to be a family function, so...
It's a family affair. Shout out to New Orleans. The other thing you need to remind me of is to never go to a movie on the opening weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That was just awful. The movie started at 11:15. Well, the actual movie itself, it started at 11:32. We came into the theater at like 11:02, it was completely filled. We had to sit all the way in the front because the theater was just jam-packed with niggas. Niggas all over. And then, you know what I hate? Just because we were seeing a movie with a predominantly black cast, and not even necessarily a black movie, it's just a predominantly black cast, all the previews is just other nigga movies that are coming soon. The James Brown movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Shout out to Active J.
Yo, are there no other black actors? He gets to play Jackie Robinson and James Brown? Like, there's no other black actors out there.
No, there really isn't. Oh, what's the other dude? The other dude, I forgot who he's playing, but he plays the gay dude on True Blood. Every time I see him in a movie, I always think, ain't that the gay dude from True Blood? Because when he played Martin Luther King in whatchamacallit? What was that movie? I'm going blank. The movie, The Butler or whatever. The dude who played.
I've never seen The Butler, but I know what the movie is.
Oh, you know, that movie made me cry because it was so sad. And it was hit. And then Peter laughed at me. He goes, why are you crying? I was like, oh, no. I was like, I forgot what's going on. I was like, this is so sad. He goes, but you knew it happened. You read a history book. I was like, fuck you. You old spick nigga ass bitch.
Fuck
you, old Puerto Rican, Boricua from Boricua. You ain't nothing but a spick. We'll take your spick ass in the kitchen and make some tortillas. I think that's what I probably said to him when he said that.
That was very mean.
I'm crying because black folks getting treated badly, getting beat, and he gonna tell me why he's so upset. You're reading in a history book? Your mama read it in history books.
Yeah, your mammy. Don't know where your mammy pay rent at. My mom would affectionately say when I was a child.
Your mama's.
Yeah, go on to where your mammy pay rent. I had the guy up, and then my Firefox crashed because I have too many tabs open, which is something that happens often because I always have too many tabs.
Are you really on internet? Are you really on Internet Explorer and you just don't want to admit it? Don't lie.
No way. Nelson Ellis is his name.
The guy.
He's rather skinny. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he does look rather gay.
He plays what's his name on True Blood?
He plays
Lafayette. He plays Lafayette.
Like an extremely gay name.
Yeah, he plays. And then he also played Martin Luther King, which threw me completely off. I'm like, you mean the gay dude who be kissing up on
the. So you're saying Martin Luther King was suspect. That's what white America is really saying with that.
Well, white America always says that it was Malcolm X who was suspect. Mm. We can talk about that during Black History Month because.
Yeah, we'll bring that. We'll run that back later. We weren't even really supposed to be talking about this at all. We're supposed to be talking about this question that I heard on the Bill. Somebody wrote into the Bill Burr podcast, the Monday Morning podcast, and they posed this question to Bill, and he had he gave his answer, but I thought, I wonder what Nikki would say. So, the question is, if you had a kid, would you rather have a daughter that was a hoe, or a gay son that was a hoe?
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Which one, if I had to pick one?
If you had to pick one, would you rather have a daughter that was a hoe, or a gay son who was a hoe?
Damn. But and it's a hoe that everyone knows about?
Yeah, everyone knows. It's a hoe. She or he gets around.
I'll take the gay son. I'll take the gay son.
The gay son who's getting Bill Burr did the same thing. And I think I'm doing the same thing as
well. You wanna know why? Because see, because this is why I picked the gay son. My son's already gay and people won't talk about him anyway. And they're like, oh, he gay and he a hoe. Oh, well, whatever. But my daughter a hoe, that's a reflection of me. And people gonna think I was a hoe. And I was never, ever a hoe. So, I fuck that. So, yeah, that's why my daughter was a hoe. I have to kill her because I have to explain to her, do you not realize people think you're with me? I taught you this. So, but if my son's gay, I can easily be like, I can be like, oh, whatever it is. It is what it is. I can just like eating it from his mama. But if your daughter's a hoe, it's always a reflection of her mother.
Yeah, it is. And I personally, I just couldn't. I couldn't deal with it. I don't even want to think about it. Like, being a hoe is like the worst thing of all time.
Yeah, it is.
No one wants a daughter.
Nobody wants superhead as a daughter.
Men don't want it. It's just, it's the worst possible thing. I'm sorry, hoes. Sorry, hoes. But, I'm going to have to take the gay son.
Yeah.
Plus, I can bring back the whole Ray J thing where he says, I
no, don't. Shut up. Shut up. Do not bring that up on the show. We're talking about homosexual people. They're going to think you're a bigot.
But
seriously, what it comes down to is this. It's more acceptable for a dude to be a hoe than a chick. That's what it comes down to.
It is, yeah. At the end of the day, whether he's gay or not.
Whether my son's gay or not, I'd rather him be a hoe. Because that's a reflection on his daddy, but it makes it like he's a good, like, oh, you know, he's just a player. But if your daughter's a hoe, nope.
You know what? As the legendary Bill Burr has said many a times, it's easy for a woman to be a hoe. It's hard for a man to be a hoe. You have to put real effort. You have to be funny, charismatic, good-looking, charming, all of these things. You have to say all the right things to be you got to be a good liar. Yeah, it takes a lot to be a male hoe. It doesn't take any effort to be a female hoe. All you have to do is literally lay down.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that, you know, I have to agree. Because I know some girls who are ugly as sin, but they get it anywhere, anytime, any place. And it's just like, why? But it's because most guys, if you throw it at them, if they want to get some and a girl offers it, no matter what she looks like, if they know, especially they know they don't have to, there's no strings attached, like, I'll get this, most guys will hit it.
Hell yeah.
Some guys are like, no, I would never get with an ugly chick. If you knew you were just going to bang her that one night and go about your day in your life, most guys would, because I got some friends who are not cute, don't got no cute shape or nothing, but they be pulling dudes, like they be going down to the bar on Friday, Saturday night, getting some drunk, wasted dude, banging them, and then going about their lives.
It's true. It's the sad truth.
Yep.
I mean, I know before I got with the lovely Trudy.
The love of your life?
Yeah.
The father, I mean, the mother of your unborn child that you're going to name after me?
Of course.
I hope she's pregnant right now.
We had a discussion earlier when we were at Five Guys about the name Satch, because Satch is the company who makes the peanuts. But like, Satch, that's a good, strong name. Like, if you were lost in the woods and a guy named Satch was like, don't worry, we're going to get you out of here, you feel confident.
Yeah.
But if a guy like named like Dylan.
Peter.
Or, yeah, Paul. Like, you know, like one of these new age name, you know.
Like Trey or something.
Yeah, you know, you don't have much confidence that Cody is going to lead you, you know, lead you to safety. But Satch, like Satch is just, it has that, like, when they grow up, they're going to be a leader, a respectable man, like Satch. Don't go over there messing with Satch. Like, Satch is a good, strong name.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I like Satch.
Unless he end up in prison.
Not so much good there. Unless he's the male, gay male hoe. Then he's having a ball. With guys like Jeremy Meeks, even. Bring your pretty blue-eyed ass over here.
They're contacts, I don't care.
You're Satch's man now.
He belongs to Satch.
That's Satch's booty. That'd be funny. Well, I guess, I mean, they can't take pictures in jail, but it'd be funny if they're like some guy took like a selfie with him and like just making fun of all the girls like, hey, this is my booty. That'd be like the greatest thing that ever happened. Some gay guy in prison just takes a picture with the guy that all the girls want. And be like, I got him. He's mine. Even though, you know, there was some strong currents of gay coming out on Friday about that guy. I don't know if you saw that. Like, here's some pictures of him shirtless, hugged up with a guy, and then like another picture where his hand was like awkwardly on the guy's chest and he had no shirt on.
That, yeah, don't.
And it was like, now that I look at him a little harder, could be gay. I don't know many gangsters, but I don't think many gangsters wear contacts.
My sister's husband, he said, never trust a light-skinned black dude. Because he said, they all go both ways. Oh. And my sister's ex before him was a light-skinned black dude. And he told my sister she'd get an AIDS test because you never know. He was light-skinned. My sister got so mad.
I mean, technically, you do never know.
I was like, yeah, he's always on the event. Like, anytime there's a light-skinned black dude, he always assumes that they're gay. Like, what?
Not the worst assumption to be made. I'm not gonna lie.
Because he's dark-skinned. Dark-skinned men always come up with lies. You know what I noticed?
You gotta do to survive out here.
I noticed it's most of them dark-skinned black men who want to talk the most about a black woman, but want to date the most ratchet white chicks I ever met.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, like, I don't date a black girl because this. Your girl's just white trash, though. You know that, right?
But hey, stop. Like that great meme picture says, stop struggling with a good sister and go get you some hoes. You know, good women not always the best thing for a guy.
Yeah, some of these men, a lot of guys I know who don't date black chicks or whatever. Like, if you look at their repertoire dating, I'll be like, well, you would end up with a ratchet black chick because you date ratchet white women.
Ratchet, yeah.
And you was going to get ratchet no matter what, but it just looks better because she's white and ratchet because she can still get a job at the end of the day and be ratchet. If the police pull you or this white girl over, you got to be careful. She might get you locked up or she might just cuss out the police for you. So it can be both ways. That's what, you know, it's like when I told Peter, I said, we both screwed. You look white until I tell the cops to look at your name. We both going to jail. They go see Menendez. Oh, I just realized I put out his full government. Damn.
You sure did. I'm going to have a lot of bleeps in this week's episode.
Yes. I'm going to have to tell when you edit this show, you got to edit out my boyfriend's last name. Oh my god.
That's sadly, no one probably would even notice if you didn't just say that.
I'll have him edit. Let me see what the minute mark on the show is. I can have him edit that part out. You know that, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, good enough. Well, see, yeah, we're going to edit out this whole little conversation part of the show. I'll tell him around a minute 10. So, about 10. No, there's been times I had him edit stuff out of the show, but you don't notice, so.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's like stuff that no one would notice. Like, I'll just take it out because it's like, whatever. It's normally something I said, but it loads so quick. Yeah. Anyways, back to the show. Right.
Yeah, so we have a consensus. We both want the gay son.
Yes.
And also, last thing about gays, and please don't get mad. I mean, it's just conversation. Why do people get so sensitive when talking about certain things? It's like, who cares? Like, come on now. Stop being faggots. Anyway.
It's okay. You know how many white men I dated, went on dates with, and the reason why I only had one date and never went nowhere is because I was young and I would get really offended when they told me I was cute for a black girl, but then I realized I was literally the only black girl they ever met in person because they're from the Midwest.
True.
A lot of people from the Midwest, they're not familiar with black people. So even friends I meet now, they'll tell you like, oh, I never had a black friend. I'm like, why not? Well, there were none around. There's that one. We need one. Well, there was one. Did you talk to it? No, I didn't talk to them. It was just that one and their sister or something. So I get, so sometimes you can't get offended because most of the times they just assume what they see on TV are black people. Let's not be so serious on the show. That's not ratchet. No one deserves about that. You ain't trying to be politically correct.
Exactly. Now back to what I was going to say. Shout out to The Game for his new song, Bigger Than Me, which is super hard. And he has this line in here that says, Frank Ocean, go ahead and fuck these fuck niggas. So, shout out to Game for and not only does he say it once, but he says it twice. He says it at the end of the song as well. Frank Ocean, go ahead and fuck these fuck niggas.
On that note, we're going to end the show. Can't get better than that.
That is, that's a good place to end this whole thing.
Well, do you have any shout outs this week of the show?
I have no shout outs. I have no shout outs.
Okay. Me, I guess I want to shout out the person who edits our show, Evo 04 or 08. Evo 08. I want to shout out Ty for making me laugh. Like he always does. We have random text conversations and they're ratchet as all get out. And, I want to shout out to my new roommate. Hopefully she didn't hear me while I was doing this. And she's like, this girl's ratchet. So, and shout out to the guy who put me in that dunk tank. Yes, they almost killed me. So, shout out.
Shout out to all of you. Shout out to Kim Kardashian, I would say. Shout out to Game. Oh, shout out to Young Real Nigga. Awesome new song. Awesome new song. I should have said that at the beginning, right? Yes. I'm terrible at promoting myself or my artist. But anyway, Young Real Nigga, go check out his new song, 0 to 100. And then on that note, this is the end. So we bid you adieu. Peace out, niggas.
Peace out, niggas. Stay thuggin'.
Peace.